Today is the first day of Treefort Music Fest. The five-year-old festival has become the heart of the indie arts and culture scene in Boise, showcasing talent from different genres, including writing and the culinary arts. Frankie Barnhill is covering the festival, which runs through Sunday, and she joins me in the studio today. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Dan.
So you've been covering the festival for a few years. What's different this year?
Well, festival organizers have once again upped the ante, I would say. They're bringing in a record 450 bands and a record number of international bands, too. It's 5 days of pretty much running from venue to venue since bands are booked across the downtown. They've also added a new mini fort, as they're called. I think you know a bit more about that.
I do, yes, Food Fort. We talked about that here on Morning Edition yesterday.
Right. There's also Story Fort, Yoga Fort, Hack Fort, Comedy Fort, and like six more. So yeah, Tree Fort is continuing to grow its branches, so to speak.
It seems like every week we hear about a new lineup for a festival somewhere in the country. How is Tree Fort distinguishing itself from the rest?
It's definitely a good question and one I've asked many times. I recently had a conversation with the festival's marketing director, Megan Stahl. She says that it's actually pretty simple because organizers ask and accept one-of-a-kind artists from around the world. So that kind of breeds unique branding on the web.
Our pride in taking care of artists and making sure that they have everything they need and want and that we can provide for. We're able to like talk about them more. We've got more connection to them. They have more connection to the festival as well.
Stahl says the kind of personal connection with both the artists and the music fans is mirrored in the festival's playful and admittedly weird branding.
So a lot of people would look at this year's band list and only recognize a few names, if any at all. What's the festival's strategy for booking acts?
Well, as Stahl was alluding, Treefort cares more about the experience of the artists and the attendees than about bringing in big-name indie headliners. That's partly because those headliners can be more expensive, and there's no guarantee their performance will be worth all that extra cash. Festival director Eric Gilbert has told me that when they select bands to play, they actually watch YouTube videos to get a sense of the energy and just how much fun the bands will bring to the stage. He says the hungrier a band is for the chance to play, the more likely they are to give fans a memorable experience.
Is that strategy working?
So far, it looks to be. Last year was the first time the festival made money, and organizers are hoping to set a new record for ticket sales. They estimate about 14,000 people attended Treefort last year.
So what are you most excited for this year? What are must-see bands?
Well, I'll admit I'm still crafting my schedule, but some I'm hoping to catch include Spanish girl rockers Heinz. They're playing a few shows, so that should be possible. French-based freak duo Coco Rosie and hip-hop artist Odyssey are both on my list. There's an Aussie band named Big White, and then some standout locals including Transistor Send and Godly Hemlines.
And so I understand that you've helped organize something involving Boise State Public Radio later this morning.
Yes, a special pre-fort show with up-and-coming artist Lucy Dacus. She's gotten some love from NPR Music, Spin, and Rolling Stone. She's playing a session at the Linen Building at 11 for us, so just a few hours from now. The show is free and open to the public. Dan, I hope to see you there.
I'll be there. Frankie Barnhill, thanks for the Treefort update.
You're so welcome.